And now, from Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club. Dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States, and it produces the largest record, CD, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend of August. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and the Heart and Soul Boogie and the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll is the name of the show. We're glad to have you with us. Going to be a girls' night out tonight because we're going to have girls' songs, that is, girls' names in songs, and those are going to be the theme for this evening. Each program we have some sort of a special theme, and that's what we've chosen for this one. To get it all started, we need to go back in time to 1967. A lady named Ruth Ann Friedman wrote a song called Windy, but it was originally not about a woman, but about a man. Later, she said that she wrote the song in 20 minutes about a girl that she had always wanted to be. Well, whichever story is correct, the association had the hit, and here is Windy, their second number one.
In 1966, the Left Banke recorded Walk Away, Renee, with lead singer and keyboardist Michael Brown, who was only 16 at the time. His idea for the flute solo was from the Mamas and the Papas' California Dreamin'. Richard Swank had written the song about his ex-girlfriend, who, by the way, went on to become a paralegal and would marry someone else. Four Tops would cover this in 1968, but for now, Here's Walk Away Renee by the Left Bank.
Stars are heard in Alabama each time that you set your dial on wonderful
BRC.
Lee Eastman was the father of a little girl named Linda. He asked a friend, Jack Lawrence, to write a song for her in 1946. She was only a year old at the time. And when she was 21, Jan and Dean recorded it. And who was this Linda Eastman? Well, she would go on to marry Paul McCartney. Jan and Dean sing Linda.
Begins to shine. Brand, the Beach Boys. In 1965, on Capitol label, it reached the number 2 position on the Billboard charts. It was first recorded by the Regents in 1961, but here are the Beach Boys singing their number 2 hit about a girl named Barbara Ann. Hello, Mary Lou by Ricky Nelson. 1961 on Imperial label, number 9 on the Billboard Hot 100. Gene Pitney wrote this next Ricky Nelson song, Hello, Mary Lou. It was released on the flip side of Traveling Man. Ricky sings, Hello, Mary Lou.
Hello, Mary Lou. Goodbye, heart. Sweet Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. Never part, so hello, Mary Lou, goodbye. Pass me by one sunny day, flash of big brown eyes my way. Ooh, I wanted you forevermore. I'm not one that gets his own, swear by the beast stuck to the ground, though I never did meet you before. I said hello, Mary Lou, goodbye, heart. Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you. I knew Mary Lou, we'd never part. So hello, Mary Lou, goodbye. Goodbye, heart. See, Mary Lou, I'm so in love with you.
Bernadette was a 1967 Motown release that hit number 4 on the Billboard Hot 100. It was the final top 10 of the 60s for the four tops. Levi Stubbs sings the lead in the song Bernadette.
We're going to hear from the Ripcords next, out of 1964 on the Columbia label. This is a very interesting group. Phil Stewart and his band met and became friends with singer and producer Terry Melcher. Terry's mother, Doris Day, used her influence through her recording company, Daywind, to get a demo for Columbia Records. The group would go on to record numerous songs with Terry singing most of the leads. And here's one I bet you haven't heard in a while. The Ripcords doing Bonneville Bonnie.
Bonneville Bonnie, the queen of the asphalt aisle. Well, I was cruising down the highway in my fastback boat when a Pontiac passed me, man, it must have been Flo. Socking off exhaust from the dread Bonneville, and I knew in a minute it was Bonnie at the wheel. Whoa, Bonnie, her lip had soaring away. Bonneville Bonnie, I'm gonna catch you someday. Well, now, this here Fairlane is the fastest thing around. At least it was until the day that Bonnie hit town. It didn't take her long to make me look like a clown, because this female wheeler dealer's been a-shutting me down. Whoa, Bonnie, who had a cute little smile. But she's been gonna take a chance into the pool of the asphalt aisle. Oh, well, I started dating Bonnie 7 nights and wine and dine. Then before that week was over, I had married her on my mind. But I knew I'd never see her in that lacy wedding gown, not unless the spirit ain't five could shut the Pontiac down. Whoa, Bonnie, move over out of my way, cause I'm gonna catch your honey, and it's gonna be our wedding day.
silly, but I got a safe face. So the only thing to do is send a dragster wedding race. And when the race is over, if it's four, don't let me down. Then I'll be kissing Bonnie in that pretty wedding gown. Whoa, Bonnie, I gotta win this quarter mile. And when I catch you, honey, then I'm gonna race you down the aisle. Whoa, Bonnie, Bonneville Bonnie, Bonneville Bonnie, queen of the asphalt aisle.
The Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with
Rockin' Ray.
Hey, rock and roll music fans, Rockin' Ray here. Hey, if you like the music on the heart and soul of rock and roll, we've got another treat for you. It's the Rock and Roll Radio Reunion with yours truly. Right here, produced by BRC, and you'll find it right here on the website. It's a time tunnel trip backwards, 50 years. We'll be playing music from the early 60s all the way up to this month, 1964. Join us, a new show each month, right here on BRC Radio. You're gonna love it.
In the magic city of the South,
number one in Alabama,
Birmingham, BRC.
Magic city of the South. Magic City of the South.
This 1964 hit on the Decca label, Gloria, by the group Them. Van Morrison wrote it when he was only 18. Here's Van Morrison and Them singing about Gloria, G-L-O-R-I-A.
She comes around here just about midnight. She make her feel so good, Lord. She make her feel all right. And her name is G. L. Whoa. R. Comes around here just about midnight. She make me feel so good, love. I wanna say she make me feel all right. Comes walking down my street, watch you come to my house. You knock upon my door, and then she come to my room. Let's make her feel all right.
Diamond saw a picture of little Caroline Kennedy riding her pony. He was inspired to write a song about her. He said this was the fastest song he ever wrote. It only took an hour. She was 11 when the song was released, and it wasn't until her 50th birthday party that he performed it for. Neil Diamond sings Sweet Caroline.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it, but then I know it's growing strong. Wasn't the spring, and spring became the summer. Who'd have believed you'd come along? Hands, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you. Don't seem so lonely. We fill it up with only two. And when I hurt, hurting runs off my shoulders. How can I hurt when holding you? Touching warm, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Susie Darlin' by Robin Luke, 1958 on the Dot label, hit number 5 that year. Robin Luke wrote this for his 5-year-old sister, but he continued in school and earned a Ph.D. in business. Here is Dr. Robin Luke singing Susie Darlin'.
Crying all night long.
Halverson wrote the song Claudette for his wife. His release didn't go very far, and when the Everly Brothers asked him for a song, he gave it to them. It was the B-side to All I Want to Do. So from 1958, this is Claudette by the Everly Brothers.
Claudette, pretty little pet Claudette, never made me fret Claudette, but she's the prettiest little girl that I've ever met. I get the best love and that I'll ever get from Claudette, pretty little pet Claudette, oh, oh. Hug and kiss and hold her tight when the day is over and we're at her front door. And when I kiss her goodnight, I'll holler more, 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 Claudette, pretty little pet Claudette, never made me fret Claudette, but she's the greatest little girl that I've ever met. I get the best love and that I'll ever get from Claudette, oh, pretty little pet Claudette, oh, oh. Baby, if she'll marry me, I'm gonna be so happy for the rest of my life. When my brand new baby is my brand new wife, Claudette, pretty little pet Claudette, never made me fret Claudette, but she's the greatest little girl that I've ever met. I get the best love and that I'll ever get from Claudette, pretty little pet Claudette, oh, oh.
Nadine was a 1964 chess release by Chuck Berry that hit number 7 on the R&B charts and number 23 on Billboard. Chuck wrote and released this song, his first after being released from prison. He had spent 1.5 years locked up after taking a 14-year-old girl across the state line. Chuck sings about a girl he is pursuing on foot and by taxi in Nadine.
The street. I shouted to the driver, "Hey, conductor, you must slow down. I think I see her. Please let me off the bus." Heading
Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, and we're doing girls' names on this particular edition. Next up, Bill Medley and Bobby Hatfield, the Righteous Brothers, have proved in this recording of Justine that they could really blast and belt out a rock and roll song. Incidentally, the Righteous Brothers had been members of a five-man group called the Paramours. Story is, they were performing for an audience of Marines when someone shouted out, "That was Righteous Brothers." Well, here are the Righteous Brothers with their truly blue-eyed soul hit of Justine!
Justine!
Carrie Ann by the Hollies, 1967, reached number 9 on the pop charts. Graham Nash wrote a song for Marianne Faithfull but was too shy to use her name. So he changed it, and here are the Hollies singing Carrie Ann.
heart and soul of rock and roll. BRC Radio.
Good guys.
Paul Anka wrote this song about a high school friend. It sold over 9 million copies, and he even recorded it in Italian. Paul Anka sings about Diana.
Sedaka and Howard Greenfield wrote "Oh Carol." Sedaka had not received a lot of success with RCA, and they were ready to release him from his contract. They were convinced to give him one more chance. He went out and bought the top three records on the charts and studied the melody, chord progression, and lyrical style. All were similar, and he used them as a guide to write this hit. He had dated Carol King in high school and decided to name the song for her. Later, her husband, Jerry Goffin, would write an answer song, "Oh Neil," and she released it, but it was not successful. Here's Neil Sedaka with "Oh Carol."
Darling, there will never be another.
got the Birmingham Record Collectors from Birmingham, Alabama, the Magic City of the South.
The good guys make the scene with music.
Here's a kind of creepy one about a young girl who lives in her songs. She's been removed from school, has no friends, spends her time listening to rock and roll on her radio. A young man with evil on his mind tries to take advantage of her and is sucked into the radio as she turns down the volume. I think I dated her in high school. Anyway, remember this one? It's Helen Reddy's Angie Baby.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie Baby. Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. All alone once more, Angie baby. At night through her window blind. I see your folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today? I'll show you how to have a good time, Angie baby.
Angie baby. Angie baby.
When he walks in her room, he feels confused like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground toward the radio he found, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died. Steps a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie baby.
After Little Richard had the hit Tutti Frutti and Pat Boone covered it, Specialty Records wanted to avoid that happening again. They wanted an upbeat song too fast for Pat Boone to sing. Little Richard practiced singing fast. Pat Boone covered it. Originally called The Thing, here's Little Richard's 1956 number one Billboard R&B chart hit, Long Tall Sally.
Gonna tell him! Baby, having me some fun tonight.
1970, Ray Stevens had another hilarious novelty tune come out. Who Can Forget the Streak and Ahab the Arab? Let's listen to yet another Bridget the Midget, the Queen of the Blues, Ray Stevens.
Jones does Delilah for us. 1968 Decca, number 15 on the Billboard. A Welshman, Sir Thomas Jones Woodward, sings as a betrayed, temporarily insane lover of Delilah. This was just one of his 19 top hits. 2006, he was knighted for his service to music. Quite an honor. Here's Tom Jones with Delilah.
Flickering shadows of love on her blind. She was my woman. As she deceived me, I watched and went out of my mind. Why?
see that girl was no good for me. But I was lost like a slave that no man could free. At break of day, when that man drove away, I was waiting. I crossed the street to her house and she opened the door. She stood there laughing. I felt the knife in my hand and she laughed no more.
Jordan recorded the original. James Brown and Van Morrison would follow. But for now, here's B.B. King himself singing Caledonia. Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, and that's going to just about wrap it up with Caledonia. That's going to take care of this particular edition of the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. We'd like to thank all of you for joining us. It's been a great show. Girls' names in recorded songs, and I think we covered quite a few there. Well, continuing as we move on, our next show next week, it's going to be answer songs. A lot of times songs came out and a lot of people would record an answer to that song. Many of these you're familiar with, I know, but we're going to see if we can't find a few you've never heard of or never even thought were answer songs. That's what's on tap for next time. Look forward to that. And then following that, Birmingham, just an icon, Sammy Salvo. We're going to be talking to Sammy, giving you a lot of his hits, and actually a lot of his songs that perhaps you have not heard. Sammy has quite a repertoire of music, and we'll be going through that as we talk to him. Then it's Blue-Eyed Soul. We had a little bit of a taste of that tonight with Justine by the Righteous Brothers, but we're going to have a lot of Blue-Eyed Soul, a whole evening of that. Rockabilly follows that. Then we'll be having dance songs, everything down to the wah-wah tootsie to the twist. And then it's girl groups. Then we get to Halloween. Beyond that, almost ironically, following Halloween show, we'll have one on tragedy songs. Just rip your little heart out. But anyway, hope you'll join us. Lots of great shows coming up on the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Rock and Ray saying, if you've got something you'd like to hear, let me know. Come on in here. Here's Bobby Mizell, the Heart and Soul Boogie, to take us home. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. If there is a song that you would like included in a future program, please email your request to me at ray, R-A-Y, at rockingray.com. Your comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us the third weekend in August for our 30th annual BRC Record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks for our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell. For the Heart and Soul Boogie, keep on rocking, Bobby.